January 31, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Do you see your calling? Separated unto the gospel, Romans 1:1. Our calling is not primarily to be holy men and women, but to be proclaimers of the gospel of God. The one thing that is all important is that the gospel of God should be realized as the abiding reality. Reality is not human goodness, nor holiness, nor heaven, nor hell, but redemption. And the need to perceive this is the most vital need of the Christian worker today. As workers, we have to get used to the revelation that redemption is the only reality. Personal holiness is an effect, not a cause. And if we place our faith in human goodness, in the effect of redemption, we shall go under when the test comes. Paul did not say he separated himself, but when it pleased God who separated me. Paul had not a hypersensitive interest in his own character. As long as our eyes are upon our own personal whiteness, we shall never get near the reality of redemption. Workers break down because their desire is for their own whiteness and not for God. Don't ask me to come into contact with the rugged reality of redemption on behalf of the filth of human life as it is. What I want is anything God can do for me to make me more desirable in my own eyes. To talk in that way is a sign that the reality of the gospel of God has not begun to touch me. There is no reckless abandon to God. God cannot deliver me while my interest is merely in my own character. Paul is unconscious of himself. He is recklessly abandoned, separated by God for one purpose, to proclaim the gospel of God. Cross-reference Romans 9:3. That's the end of Oswald's text. Christianity is truly a relationship, and that relationship is truly based on an abiding affection and awareness and interestedness in God. If we want to experience holiness even, it can only be through allowing our husband, Jesus Christ, to live for us, make choices for us, and do and be all that we could be. He wants to express himself through us. Unfortunately, we often get carried away in our attempts to follow God and to please him with thoughts that come from our flesh and our human understanding of what God expects or would be pleased with. God is not in any way pleased with my righteous acts or anything that I do that has any sense of personal credit for such behaviors, be it mission work, be it serving others, be it teaching in the church, be it doing some form of Christian ministry, or be it just doing nice and humane and kind things to my fellow man. God is interested in one thing only, and that is that I be restored to the place of unbroken fellowship, which is true holiness in his paradigm. Holiness is right relationship. I can never, ever develop intimacy with anyone if I am focused on my own activities and how well they might be received or how good they might look. I can only ever have a relationship with anyone, especially with my God and my Jesus, by focusing completely and utterly and recklessly, abandonedly to him, and a focus on him that is so enraptured by his presence that I am compelled simply to do and be in his presence and do whatever he wants done at the moment. And the ultimate of the relationship is that I simply yield and surrender completely to him as a wonderful bride to a groom and allow him to express his desires to me and through me.